This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenye adziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare manera nhasi uri musi wechishanu mbudzi 21 2014. Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anemi muchirongwa ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndichiti hezvinoi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Vanhu gumi nevaviri vanofa mutsaona yakaitika munhandare yembizo nezuro manheru. Studio 7 ichakuudzai zviri kuitika. Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muAmerica zvotambira nemufaro danho riri kutorwa nemutungamiri weAmerica vaBarack Obama mukurerutsira vari munyika iyi zvisiri pamutemo. Imwe nyanzvi munyadzo zvematongerwo enyika inoti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vakasungambira dzakondo nemutemo nekudaro havagone kudzinga amai Joyce Mujuru semutevedzeri wavo muhurumende. Makwikwe Castle Premier Soccer League, Opera nesvondo, zvikwata zveFC Kariba neDynamos zvakatarisira mukombe uyu nemaziso matsvuku. Iyi ndi mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mutungamiri wekereke yeProphetic Healing Deliverance vaWalter Magaya vanoti vari kuchema neruzhinji rweZimbabwe uye mhuri yemukwekwe zvichitevera kushaya kwevanhu gumi nevaviri kugungano ravo mudhorobha iri nezuro manheru. VaMagaya vaudza vatore venhau mukwekwe nhasi kuti vachabatsira mhuri idzi nemari yokuviga hama dzavo uye vacharamba vachitaurirana nemhuri idzi. VaMagaya vanotiwo mhuri imwe neimwe ichapiwa chiuru chimwe chete chemadhora semari yekushandisa pakuviga vashaya ava. Vanhu ava vakashaya nezuro mushure mekunge kwaita kutsikirirana apo VaMagaya vakapedza minamato kunhandare yembizo Stadium. Vamwe vanoti kutsikirirana uku kwakakonzerwa nemapurisa. Studio 7 yabata Inspector Emmanuel Mahoko avo varamba kutaura vachiti havasisiri mutauriri wemapurisa kuMidlands uye hatina kukwanisa kutaura naOfficer Commanding Midlands Senior Assistant Commissioner Mubayiwa. Mutungamiri mukomo weStudio 7 abata mutori wedu wenhau Taurai Shava kuti tinzwe zvakawanda nezvenyaya iyi.
Kune kusuwa kukuru tambotenderera tambosvika kumbizo Stadium nekuti vanhu vanga vachiri vakaungana ikoko, asi kune kusuwa kukuru vanhu vari kugunun'una zvikuru vakatsamwa ne kwavanotikitwa kwakaitwa nemapurisa. Mapurisa vanhu vari kuti ndivo vakakonzera tsaona yakazoitika iyi.
Mapurisa acho hanzi chii chaiyo chakaitika, akaita sei?
Sekutaura kuri kuita vanhu vakawanda vatiri kutaura navo vari kuti mapurisa akamanikidza vanhu kuti vabude nekuti chitwe chakaitika sevhisi yapera. Saka kwanzi mapurisa aimanikidza vanhu kuti vabude nepagedhe diki vachivarambidza kuti vabude nepagedhe hombe. Saka kwanzi mukusundana kwakazoitika vakabva kwadhirisa mumwe mudhuri unotenderedza nhandare. Vanhu ndokuti mukusundana sundana kwevanhu ikoko ndokwakazoita kuti vamwe vatsikirirane vachizorasikirwa neupenyu. Vamwewo vatiri kutaura navo vati pane tiegasi, mapurisa anonzi akakanda tiegasi, asi hatina kukwanisa kuti tinzwe kubva kumapurisa kuti ichi ichokwadi here kana kuti kwete, nekuti pane kupokana panyaya yetiegasi. Vamwe vari kuti haisi tiegasi yakakandwa, asi kuti pane chinhu chakanzwika chichiputika vanhu vakabva vavhunduka vokutanga kuchimbirirana. Hatina kukwanisa kunzwa kumapurisa, asi ndo zviri kutaurwa nevamwe kuti pakaitwa kukanda tiegasi.
Pane vakashayikirwa here vawambotaura navo kana kuti vakanga vari ikoko kugungano iri nezuro?
ndakwanisa kusvika pane imwe mhuri ya Rachel zvinei kumbivo 3 ndiye mumwe musikana anga ane makore gumi nematanhatu she was 16 ndasvika ikoko ndikakwanisa kuona vemhuri yake mutumbi wake uchiri kukwe kuhospital asi ndakwanisa kutaura nasekuru vake hanzvadzi yaamai vake vakati vari kunzwa kurwadziwa zvikuru semhuri kuti varasikirwa naRachel vamutsanangura vachiti anga ari mwana anoteerera aifarira zvikuru zvechechi ndevati vanosuwa zvikuru semhuri kuti varasikirwa naRachel nenzira yakadare asi vati uku kuita kwamwari chazonyanya kurwadza mhuri yaRachel ndechekuti pari zvino tanzwa kuti amai vake vari muchipatara havasi kunzwawo zvakanaka vakarasikirwa nemwana mazuva mashoma apfuura pakuzvara saka vari kunzi vari muGweru General Hospital havasi kunyatsokwanisa kutaura zvekuti pari zvino zviri kutonzi havasati vaziviswa kuti mwana wavo akashaya
uyu anga ari mutori wedu wenhau taurai shava achitaura parunhare namutungamiri mukoma westudio 7 ari kukwekwe Masangano akawanda pamwe nevanhu vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu muno muAmerica vanoti vari kutambira nemufaro danho rakaziviswa nezuro usiku nemutungamiri weAmerica vaBarack Obama rekuti vachabatsira kuti zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zviri muAmerica kunze kwemutemo zvibvumidzwe kugara pamwe nekushanda munyika iyi. VaObama vakashandisa masimba avo semutungamiri wenyika mukuzivisa kuti zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zviri muAmerica zviri kunze kwemutemo zvagara makore anodarika mashano uye zvinosvika mamiriyoni mashano zvibude pachena kuti zvikwanise kuwaniswa magwaro. Mutemo vavaObama uyu uchamisawo kuburiswa munyika kwevanhu pamwe nemhuri dzavo kunze kweavo vanenge vakaparadzi mhosva. Chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe uye vari nhengo yekomiti yesangano rinobatsira zvizvarwa zvenyika dzemuAfrica, reAfrican Immigrant Caucus, mufundisi Isaac Mwase, vanoti sangano ravo ratambira nemufaro danho ravaObama iri, sezvo changa chiri chishuviro chavo chekuti zvizvarwa zvekuZimbabwe nezvekuAfrica yose zviri munyika yeAmerica zviri kunze kwemutemo zviwane rubatsiro. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita namufundisi Mwase pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Tiri kufara chose kuti mutungamiriri Obama vatora nhano iyi nekuti chinhu chanchifanira kuitwa nekuti vakawanda vanogara muno muAmerica vanobva kudzimwe nzvimbo vanga vachipatsanidzwa nemhuri dzavo. Saka zvaitwa nemutungamiriri Obama zvichaita kuti mhuri dzive dzino kwanisa kugara pamwe chete ana baba nana mai vasapatsanurwe nevana vavo. Tinozvifarira chose kuti vaita izvozvi. Chishuwo chedu ndechekuti Congress igoshanda naPresident Obama kuti vamwe vasiri kuzobatsirwa nechiitwo ichi vabatsirwe.
Tichitarisa kuzvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muno muAmerica, mungaonawo here vachitora mukana iwoyu kuti vanga vachigadzirisa kugaro rwavo vanga vasina mvumo yekugara muno nekushanda muno?
Ruzhinji runobva kuZimbabwe runowanzouya munomo richiuya kuchikoro kana kuuya kumabasa kana kuti vanenge vagadziriswa mapepa avo nemhuri dzavo, asi varipowo vamwe vari munomo vasina mapepa. Ndinovimba kuti vachatora mukana uyu kuti vave vanogadzirisa mapepa avo vakwanise kushanda vari muchiedza.
Pane vamwe vanoongororawo zviri kuitika izvozvi mufundisi Mwasi vachiti vana vazhinji vekuZimbabwe kana kuti vekuAfrica kubatana kushoma panyaya dzekubatsirana kuti vanhu vanga vachiwana mapepa. Imi munotiwo nekushanda kwamuri kuita nesangano reAfrican Immigrant Caucus?
African Immigrant Caucus iri kuita basa ranga risingaitwe nevamwe kuti tive tinovaka mubata pamwe tiite mushandira pamwe pakuita kuti vanhu vave nezivo ichavabatsira kugadzirisa zvinhu zvavanenge vanazvo zvemapepa. Zvichatipawo chiremekedzo neivavo vane masimba vanenge vachitungamirira kuCongress nemutungamiriri wenyika uno President Obama nevamwe vake vachazotevera.
Vanga vari nengo yekomiti yesangano reAfrican Immigrants Caucus mufundisi Isaac Mwase vari parunare muBaltimore muMaryland muno muAmerica neStudio 7.
Makaterera kunefenyuro yenyu yeStudio 7 tiri kutefenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa padandemutande redu repa internet rinoti www.voashona.com. Tinodzokorora zvakare website yedu www.voashona.com.
Kwanzo kubata Studio 7 pa 919 AM, pa 4930, kana pa 12080, ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Tombuta risatwa itika kune dzimwe nyika. Sangano re World Health Organization rinoti dambudziko rechirwere cheibhola rapera muDemocratic Republic of Congo. Dambudziko rechirwere ichi icho chanetsa muWest Africa ranga ratambudzawo dunhu reEquator kumaodzanyemba kwakadziva kumawirira kweDRC. Vanhu makumi mana nevapfumbamwe vakafane chirwere ichi mudunhu iri. Vaimbo yemutungamiri weBurkina Faso vaBlaise Compaoré vaenda kuMorocco vachibva muIvory Coast umwanga vatsvaga upoteri zvichitevera kubviswa pachigaro nechisimba kwavakaitwa masvondo mashoma apfuura. Masangano enhau eMorocco aburitsa mashoko ekuti vaCompaoré vari munyika iyi pamwe nevamwe vanhu vashanu uye vachagara munyika iyi kwenguva yakatarwa. Asi nguva yakatarwa iyi haina kuziviswa kune veruzhinji. Sangano reZimbabwe Democracy Institute rinoti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe havana masimba ekudzinga mutevedzeri wavo amai Joyce Mujuru sezviri kudiwa nemudzimai wavo amai Grace Mugabe kana pachitevedzerwa bumbiro remutemo yenyika. Mutoro wedu nhau Thomas Tripasi anotipa nyaya iye.
Nyanzvi munyadzi zvematongerwo wenyika uye vari mukuru wesangano reZimbabwe Democracy Institute kana kuti ZDI vapedzisai ruhanya. Vanoti bumbiro idzva remitemo yenyika haribvumire mutungamiriri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe kuita madiro aJorgina panyaya yekudzinga mutevedzeri wavo amai Mujuru. Mudzimai wemutungamiriri wenyika amai Grace Mugabe vari kukurudzira kuti amai Mujuru vasiye chigaro chavo nechimbi chimbi vachivapomera mhosva dzeuori, kusagona basa, kutengesa kunyika dzekunze pamwe nekuronga zvokubvisa vaMugabe pachigaro nechisimba. Pakutanga kwesvondo rino, amai Mugabe vakakurudzira zvakare murume wavo kuti ashandise masimba ake kudzinga amai Mujuru basa. Asi varuhanya vanoti vaMugabe vakasungwa mbira dzakondo nemutemo.
Tichitarira mutemo mutsva wedu webumburo remutemo rakaiswa mugore rapera. Mutemo wenyika unotaura kuti kana president kana vice president wake achibviswa muparlament, the House of Assembly yakagara pasi, Senate ne House of Assembly dziri mbiri dzinofanira kugara pasi kuti dzito izvezvo. Ndo saka muri kuona vanhu veZANU-PF vachikuti ngaabve, ngaaresigne. Tinomuita baby dump, vanokwanisa kumuita baby dump, vanokwanisa kumubvisa kuZANU-PF kupati kwavo, asi kupresidenti, vice president wenyika vanofanira kutotevedzera mutemo. Ndo saka izvo muchiona mai Mujuru pavakanyora tsamba yavo vaitaura kuti unconstitutional removal. I think vanhu vanova pao mazamu vanga vazviona. Saka zvinokwanisa kuitika panyaya iyi ndezvekuti tirokwanisa kuita zvakaitika kuMalawi. Vabhingu mutarika vachimupawa. Vabhingu mutarika vachimupawa vakabvisa mai Joyce Banda kuti auchazi president wepati yangu, vice president wepati yangu. Ndobva vabvisa asi vakasara vari vice president wechi wenyika. Vabhingu mutarika pavakazofa ndosaka makazoona mai Joyce Banda vakanzi neConstitutional Court. Ndivo vanofanira kunge varichi acting president kusvika maelection azoitwa. Saka muZimbabwe tinokwanisa kutoita dambudziko rakafanana neiriro, nokuti ndatarira futi ma transitional clauses aya. Muma transitional clauses hapana pakanyorwa zviri pachena kuti president vanokwanisa kubvisa mutevedzeri wavo muhurumende kana vachinge vasingamudi kana kuti pachinge paitika zvimwe zvo.
Varo hanya vanoti vamugabe vanogona kushaya rutsigiro rwakakwana rwenhengo dzeparamende pamwe nedare resenate sezvinodiwa nemutemo kuti vakwanise kubvisa mai mujuru pachigaro. Vati ZANU PF ingangokwanisa chete kubvisa mai mujuru semutevedzeri wavamugabe kubato chete asi haikwanise kuvabvisa pachigaro chavo chemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika.
ZANU PF parizvino.
Ipapo panonetsa ipapo because mukatara kumaprovinces kwese kuvana dzika mai mavhaire vana kaukonde vakawanda vese vadzingwa vari kutonzi vanhu vokwa mujuru asi vari muparlamendi vana goche maministers vanhu vokwa mujuru asi vari muparlamendi saka zvinozokwanisika sei munzeko kuti kana vachitonzi vhota ibarara vakasirwa futi paziso sikireti bhanoti panonetsa kapa pakaipa.
Asi nyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika uye vachishanda vakazvimirira vatakura zhangazha vanoti vamugabe vanokwanisa kudzinga mai mujuru basa sezvo varivo vakavadoma kuti vave mutevedzeri wavo.
Vane simba rokudzinga mutevedzeri wavo nekuti kune section yekonstitutioni six schedule inotaridza kuti vamugabe ndivo vanoapointa mavice president avo and parizvino vamugabe vakaapointa mai mujuru kuti vave vice president asi nekudaro vanokwanisawo kuvadzinga basa nekuti nde vane masimba ekuvaapointa kana kuvadzinga.
Dzimwe nyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika dzinoti kusawirirana muzanu PF kuri kukonzerwa nekugarisa kwaita vamugabe pachigaro. Zvinonzi pane zvipoka zviviri muzanu PF zviri kurwira kutora masimba kubva kuna vamugabe pavachasiya chigaro chavo uye chimwe chezvipoka izvi chinonzi chiri kutungamirirwa namai mujuru uye chimwe chinonzi chiri kutungamirirwa negurukota rezvemitemo vaEmerson Mnangagwa. Asi vaviri ava vanoti havana zvikwata zvavanotungamirira kunyange hazvo politibhiro yezanu PF yakati ichaferefeta nyaya iyi. Politibhiro yezanu PF iri kutarisirwa kusangana mangwana kuti izeye nyaya dzekuvandudzwa kubumbiro rebato sezvo paine vamwe vari kuda kuti zvigaro zvese zvemubato iri zviite zvekudomwa nemutungamiriri webato. Zvinonzi vanhu vanonzi vari kutsigira vamunangagwa vari kuti chigaro chemutungamiriri webato chive icho chinokwikwidzwa chete kuitira kuti anenge adomwa asarudze vanhu vaanoda kushanda navo. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Tichiri panyaya zviri kuitika mubato rezanu PF, mumiriri wenyika dzemuEurope muZimbabwe vaPhilip Van Damme vanoti hapana chinoshamisa pane zviri kuitika muzanu PF sezvo zvichiwanikwa pasi rose kuti vezvematongerwo enyika vanorwira zvigaro munguva dzakadai. Ivan Chifera anoti panyaya inotevera.
Vachipindura mubvunzo mushure mekutaura pamusoro peremangwana rekudyidzana kweZimbabwe neEuropean Union pamusangano wange wakarongwa nesangano reSouthern African Political and Economic Series Trust, vaVan Damme vakati harisi basa ravo kutaura nezviri kuitika mumapato ezvematongerwo enyika, asi zvinozivikanwa pasi rose kuti vanoita zvematongerwo enyika vanorwira zvigaro. Pane kurwisana kunosvikisa muzanu PF sezvo bato iri riri kugadzira kuenda kuCongress mwedzi unouya, uye vamiriri venyika dzekunze vari kuramba kupa pfungwa dzavo pane zviri kuitika mubato iri. Nyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika dzinoti kunyange hazvo nyika dzekunze dzakanyarara dziri kushushikana zvikuru nezviri kuitika mubato iri, asi hapana dzazvingaite sezvo mutemo wokudyidzana kwenyika dzepasi rese usingabvumidze kupindira munyaya dziri kuitika muzanu PF. Vamwe vanoongorora zvematongerwo enyika vaBlessing Vava vanoti nyika idzi dzakatarisa chose zviri kuitika asi hapana zvadzingaite.
Kunyarara kuri kuita nyika dzekunze mune zviri kuitika muzanu PF ndiri kuona kuri kunyarara kune ungwaru, nekuti havasi kuda kuonekwa vari vanopindira. Ndingati muimba yezanu PF mune zviri kuitika muzanu PF. Zanu PF iri kuenda kuCongress yayo musi wa2 December. Izvo ndiri kuona kuti nyika dziri kunze dziri kungoita dzakatarisa dziri kure kuti chii chichabuda mumusangano uyu, asi mukumira kwavari kuita vari kure vari kumira vari kure asi vakatarisisa kuti chii chiri kuitika, nekuti zvichabuda musarudzo idzi zvichabuda muCongress iye zanu PF ndizvozve zvichaita kuti nyika dziri kunze dzione kuti dzichashanda sei nehurumende yavamugabe.
vaendera mberi vachiti vanhu vese munyika pamwe nenyika dzekunze vanoda kuona kuti ndiani achatora matomu paCongress sezvo mutungamiri webato iri vaRobert Mugabe vava mukweguri. VaMugabe vari kusvitsa makore makumi mapfumbamwe nerimwe muna kukadzi 2015. Vavhavha vanoti kunyange hazvo EU yakabvisa zvirango zveupfumi, ZANU-PF icharamba ichidzidzana zvakanyanya neChina nedzimwe nyika dzekumabvazuva.
Chero hazvo pakabviswa zvirango zveupfumi nenyika dzakaita seEurope, ZANU-PF hainyanyi kutemba stereki nyika dzekumavira dzakaita sana Europe, asi vanotarisira kuti vacharamba vachiita handingati sungawirirano neChina nenyika dziri kuChina ikoko.
Asi vamwewo vanoti hurumende yeZANU-PF iri parumananzombe uye inotoda kudyidzana nenyika dzese dzepasi rino. Izvi zvinoratidzwa nekushanya kwakaita chikwata chevemabhizimisi chekuBritain neDenmark nguva pfupi yapfuura. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Ivan Chifera.
Ino iStudio 7, anemi muchirongwa, ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC. Muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 p.m. tiri kutarisa tsaona yakaitika kumbizo kuKwekwe, uko kwakafa vanhu vainge vaenda kugungano rechitendero. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei matext message panhamba inoti 001-202-465-0318 muchitudza nhamba dzenyu kutaura kuti tigo kufonerai. Munogonawo kufona panhamba dzinoti 001-202-617-2077 kuti mutaure paLive Talk. Munhau dzemitambo. Makunda nemakwikwi eCastellaga Premier Soccer League ari kupera nemusi wesvondo apo pachabuda shasha yenhabvu gore rino. Chikwata chiri kutungamira cheZPC Kariba chiri kusangana neCapes United mumutambo wekupedzisira. Chikwata ichi, icho chiri pamberi peDynamos nemapoints maviri, chinofanirwa kusakundwa Capes United kana chichida kutora mukombe uyu. Uko Dynamos inofanirwa kukwenya munhu nekasiyanwa kuitira kuti irove Haumain, uko ZPC Kariba ichirohwa neCapes United kuitira kuti Dynamos itore mukombe uyu iine point imwe chete pamberi peZPC Kariba. Mumwe mutsigiri weZPC Kariba, Muzvare Miri Mashaya Mombe, vanoti vari kufarira mamiriro akaita zvinhu pari zvino. Murairidzi weZPC Kariba, iyo inozivikanwa nezita remadunhurirwa rekuti Katuruturu, Sol Chaminuka, anoti iye chikwata chake chingadai chakatora mukombe kare, asi chakatambisa mikana yakawanda iyo yaive yakawandisa yachaiwana. Chaminuka ndiye ari kutarisirwa kusarudzwa semurairidzi akaita basa nemazvo gore rino, apo vanyori venhabvu, varairidzi vezvikwata pamwe nevatungamiri vevatambi vari kusangana muHarare mangwana kuti vasarudze vatambi pamwe nemurairidzi vakabata basa zvinonwisa mvura gore rino. Yashika nguva yatinoverenga tsambambo chadzenyu pamwe nematext message amunotumira kuno kuStudio 7. Tsamba yekutanga inoti, makadi Jonga naBlessing, ndinokutenda ine nhau dzamunotipa. Ndinoti rambai makadaro muchitudza chokwadi. Ndinoda kukwazisawo sisi vangu amai Madhora kuGokwe nevana vavo vose kuzoti kuzvishavane. Ndoda sekuru Galubu naAmbuya. Ndopedza nekuchegutu kuna sekuru Mbare kana Galubu naAmbuya. Ndingafare mukaverenga tsamba yangu, ndini Harrison Gama Kadoma Chakari. Mumwe anoti, murisei kwamuri uko, kuno kuGokwe tiri nani, tatsva nenhamo kuchikoro takapasa asi pekubata hapana. Ndikwazisirewo vanhu veMashe Gumunyu patsetse gate, ndini F Makumbe pagate. Mumwe anoti, makadii Jonga naBlessing, ko kutukana kwemadzimai maviri kutsime kana kuhuni amai Grace Mugabe naamai Joyce Mujuru kune chimuko here mumusha wedu weZimbabwe? Zvakutoda rimwe bato idzva rinogadzirisa Zimbabwe, kwete ZANU-PF, kwete MDCT. Wanzi, this is Simon Peter in Dombo Shawa. Ndimu koma Simon Peter varuku Dombo Shawa au. Mumwe anoti varume muneita basa rakakosha rekuti zivisa zvinoitika kumusha. Ndini baba watatenda. Makadi itimio Studio 7, aiva komana na uza muno tuuza, ndino kutsikana nadzo, muno tuuza zvaka vandika. Aiva rambaye makadaro. Ndinoti kuvakomana vechazunguza bora negedi mukombe tirikutouda kepe kepe musabvumire katuruturu kugedi kwenyu ndini diver dollar concession mumwe anoti makadi zvenyu mukoma jonga na blessing kuno kuZimbabwe tirikukamambada chaiyo tanzwa nenhamo ndimhoreserevo vamakombe kuinyanga ikoko ndini wenyu muteereri mukuru makombe Jafet. Mumwano tindinotenda nekutipa nhau dzechokwadi tanzwa nemanyepo paRadio Zimbabwe. Rambai makadaro pamberi nebasa varume verengaiwo tsamba dzangu ndingafara chose ndikanzwa yangu ichiverengwa. Ndinonzi Bernard Mutsiwi ndiri kubuhera kwaChirozva. Ndikwazireiwo chibaya moyo changu My Pride. Mr. Phineas Nyanzou Fanikure baba uri pakure Kingston Mutsiwi nevateereri vose veStudio 7. Kuvatsigiri MDC ndinoti pamberi nemusangano varume ngatichinge zvichanaka chete. Aiva vateereri nguva yedu ndoyaita shanje semazuva ose asi tinoti rambai muchinyora matsamba tinokutendai mose netsamba dzamanyora. Tinoti rambai muchitumira tsamba dzenyu kuStudio 7 muchitudzawo zvirongwa zvamunofarira imi vateereri kuti munzwe pano paStudio 7. Kwazisanai hamanesha Mwari pano paStudio 7 muchishandisa email address yedu inoti studio7@voanews.com. Kanari ma text message kana WhatsApp tumirai ku number dzinoti 001-202-465-0318. Tinodzokorora number idzi zvakare 001-202-465-0318. Chirongwa chino ndechenyu imi vateereri. Tosangana zvakare mangwana muchikamu chatinoverenga zvamunenge manyora. Kambo mambembe kubva kuna Thomas Tafrenyika mapfumo tavatasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu sezvo nguva yedu yapera regai timbotarisa zvakare musoro yenhau dzanhasi. Vanhu gumi nemumwe vanofa mutsaona yakaitika munhandare yembizo kukwekwe nezuro manheru. Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muAmerica zvotambira nemufaro danho riri kutorwa nemutungamiri weAmerica vaBarack Obama mukurerutsira vari munyika iyi zvisiri pamutemo. makwikwi ecastle premier soccer league opera nesvondo zvikwata zvefc kariba nedynamos zvakatarisira mukombe nemaziso matsvuku tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu anokuonekai nemufaro ndini jonga kandemiri ndokusiya mina sandra nyaira nachris gande
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, November 21st, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Sandra Nyaira.
Here are our top stories this evening.
A somber mood is hanging over the mining town of Kwekwe following a stampede that left 11 prophetic healing and deliverance worshippers dead last night.
It's a somber atmosphere here, especially in the identity suburb of Mbizo. Emotions are running high. Some of the people have really been expressing anger towards the police.
Local think tank, the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, says President Robert Mugabe does not have constitutional powers to fire his deputy, Joyce Mujuru, as is being demanded by his wife, Grace, and others in an opposing camp.
So President Mugabe, on his own, from the reading, this literal reading of the constitution, he doesn't have those powers. I also looked at the transitional clauses, and it is not clear.
And Zimbabweans in the United States are celebrating President Barack Obama's sweeping changes to U.S. immigration policy, giving legal stay to people who have been in America illegally.
We don't see Ebola as a terrorist who is waging a guerrilla type of war. So it will come, and then you have to be ready, you contain it, it goes, let's come back again.
A somber mood was hanging over the mining town of Kwekwe today following a stampede that left 11 prophetic healing and deliverance worshippers dead as church leader Walter Magaya expressed his condolences and offered financial assistance for the burial of the victims. The stampede occurred after the church service at Mbizo Stadium late yesterday and some Kwekwe residents are blaming it on the police. Assistant Inspector Emmanuel Mahoko in the Midlands refused to comment. Magaya told a news conference this evening that his church has donated $1,000 to each bereaved family for burial purposes. He expressed grief and said he was heartbroken over the incident. Reporter Ntungameli Nkomo reached correspondent Taurai Shava in Kwekwe for more details.
It's a somber atmosphere here, especially in the identity suburb of Mbizo. Emotions are running high. Some of the people have really been expressing anger towards the police. They are actually accusing the police of having caused the tragic incident yesterday. We are getting conflicting reports. I've spoken to some witnesses, people who say they were there in the stadium. They were saying actually what triggered this was that the police were prohibiting people from exiting through the wider gate, and they were forcing them to go through the smaller gate, and the stampede started then. But I'm also getting information that the police used tear gas. That's from some witnesses. But I could not verify this with the police. Why I'm saying it's they are conflicting reports is because some people who are also witnesses say that the police were not armed. It's actually the constabulary. It was not the normal police force that was there at the event, but the constabulary, those that are normally, that are commonly referred to as the neighborhood watch. Those are the guys who were there at the incident.
Is there a particular bereaved family that you managed to speak to?
Yes, I visited the home of Rachel Sinei, a 16-year-old girl who was informed to. She's among those who died in the incident. I spoke to her uncle, Mr. Klopas Manamike, who said the family is really sad. It's a tragic incident to the family. They are sad. They are devastated. The uncle actually said that he described Rachel as a very obedient, disciplined girl, a God-loving girl, and he said it was unfortunate that she died under such circumstances. But he said the family would get consolation from the fact that perhaps this was God's plan. What makes Rachel's case more tragic is that her mother right now is in hospital. She recently gave birth to a stillborn baby. She's in hospital in Gweru, and she's in such a state that she's unable to talk. And I've been told that as we speak right now, she doesn't know yet that her daughter passed away in the tragic incident yesterday.
Studio 7 correspondent Taura Ishava on the line with reporter Ntungamili Nkomo from Kwekwe.
President Robert Mugabe does not have constitutional powers to fire his deputy Joyce Mujuru, as is being demanded by his wife Grace and others in the ZANU-PF faction, said to be backing the ascendancy of Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa as Mr. Mugabe's heir apparent. Local think tank the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute says this explains the attacks the First Lady has been leading in trying to force Mrs. Mujuru to resign from her position. Thomas Cheripasi has more details from the capital.
Speaking to Studio 7 in Harare earlier today, director of the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, Pedzisai Ruhanya, said the country's new constitution, adopted at a referendum ahead of last year's elections, does not give President Mugabe the power to dismiss beleaguered Vice President Mujuru. First Lady Grace Mugabe, who is said to become the boss of ZANU-PF's Women's League at the ruling party's elective congress set for next month, has repeatedly called for Mrs. Mujuru's ouster, accusing her of corruption, incompetence, and allegedly plotting to assassinate her husband. This week, the First Lady called on Mr. Mugabe to fire Mrs. Mujuru, but Ruhanya says that is a no-go area.
It is very clear that the Senate and National Assembly, that is Parliament, by a joint resolution passed by all, by at least one half of their total membership. And by total membership, it also includes the MDC. The members of the MDC, they will also be implicated in the removal of the president or vice president. So President Mugabe, on his own, from the reading, this literal reading of the Constitution, he doesn't have those powers. I also looked at the transitional clauses, and it is not clearly expressed or clearly stated, because this is a serious matter. It doesn't need interpretation. It must be very clear. The steps that are supposed to be used when you want to remove a president of the country or a vice president of the country. And from the reading of this constitution, it's clear that the vice president cannot be removed in a manner that the First Lady is talking about. This is why they are saying that she must be removed, Debbie Dambuye, that she must resign on her own. That's why she is acting vice president in his absence.
Ruhanya added that Mr. Mugabe may also find it difficult to find support in both houses of parliament, arguing that Mrs. Mujuru still has control in both houses.
I don't think they will have that capacity, because she also commands a lot of sympathizers. If you look at those chairpersons, those people who have been removed in the provinces, they are part of her followers.
But independent political analyst Takura Jangaja told Studio 7 by phone that the one who has the power to appoint also has the power to disappoint. Some political analysts say the internal fissures in ZANU-PF ahead of its congress were exacerbated by President Mugabe's failure to groom a successor, as was done by other regional leaders like Mwalimu Julius Nyerere, avoiding fissures that are seen by many to be destroying the ZANU-PF fabric. Mujuru and Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa are reportedly leading factions angling to succeed Mr. Mugabe when he eventually leaves office. But the two faction leaders have publicly denied this, saying they are all rallying behind President Mugabe. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Thanks, Thomas. Meanwhile, the European Union ambassador to Zimbabwe, Philip Van Dam, says there's nothing unusual about the ongoing infighting in ZANU-PF ahead of the party's congress in December. Mr. Van Dam says the nature of politics the world over means at one stage or the other, opponents will fight for political space, as is happening in the ruling party. Ivan Chifera has details from Harare.
Responding to questions after making a presentation on the future of Zimbabwe-European Union relations at the Southern African Political and Economic Series Trust, Van Dam said, while it is not the duty of diplomats to discuss internal party politics, what's happening in ZANU-PF is not unusual in politics.
I have been asked the last couple of weeks also to by journalists, what's the impact of factionalism? I don't know. I mean, all over the world, parties fight for power. Everywhere in the world, within parties, people fight for power. I don't know what will be the outcome. I leave it to the experts here to speculate about the outcome of factionalism. So I don't know what will be the impact of that.
The international community is obviously watching events in Harare closely, but has largely been silent as the infighting in ZANU-PF intensifies ahead of its elective congress in December. First Lady Grace Mugabe has intimated in her speeches attacking Vice President Joyce Mujuru that her husband's deputy has been working with some Western countries in an effort to eliminate President Mugabe from office. Several representatives of foreign governments approached by Studio 7 refused to comment, saying the infighting was an internal matter. Some political analysts told Studio 7, while the international community is extremely concerned about the goings on in ZANU-PF, they will not comment publicly, as doing so would be violating the law on diplomatic relations. Political commentator Blessing Vava says the international community does not want to be seen to be interfering in Zimbabwe's internal politics.
I think the international community is very much concerned about what is happening in ZANU-PF, but they wouldn't want to be seen involved in the internal affairs of ZANU-PF until the party goes for its congress.
Vava says with President Robert Mugabe now 90 years old, many Zimbabweans and the international community are anxious to know who would take charge of the ruling party and possibly the country. He said even though the EU has lifted sanctions on Zimbabwe, ZANU-PF is likely to continue with its lookist policy after the Congress.
I don't think that there will be much of the changes that we should expect at the ZANU-PF Congress. As we have seen, ZANU-PF is very much willing to work with the East rather than the West. So I'm not seeing any policy shifts in terms of ZANU-PF's foreign policy.
But other experts told Studio 7 that ZANU-PF looks keen to work with European and international partners, as witnessed by the recent visits by business delegations from Britain and Denmark. Van Dam said the EU is already supporting Zimbabwe in a number of areas, including the implementation of the International Monetary Fund's Staff Monitored Program. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
Zimbabweans living in America have welcomed President Barack Obama's executive order granting undocumented and law-abiding immigrants who have been staying in the country for 5 years a temporary deportation reprieve. Some of those who have been staying in the country for a long time without regularizing their status told Studio 7 the executive order gives them a chance to become legal USA residents. President Obama laid out his plan in a White House speech last night, bypassing Congress and enraging Republicans who say they will do all in their power to scuttle his plan.
If you've been in America for more than 5 years, if you have children who are American citizens or legal residents, if you register, pass a criminal background check, and you're willing to pay your fair share of taxes, you'll be able to apply to stay in this country temporarily without fear of deportation. You can come out of the shadows and get right with the law.
The executive order, which will take effect in around 6 months, offers temporary work permits to around 4.7 million immigrants who entered the country illegally. Republicans slammed the president's action as amnesty, saying it will encourage new waves of illegal immigration. Many vowed an all-out fight to repeal the plan. But most Zimbabweans living in America, including Dumafi Mema of the Association of Zimbabweans Living Abroad, says there are thousands of undocumented Zimbabweans staying illegally in the country who are set to benefit from the presidential decree.
There are Zimbabweans that are going to benefit. The only thing we don't know is, because he mentioned that it's not going to benefit those who came recently, but most Zimbabweans here have been here for years, maybe 10 years plus. That group of Zimbabweans will definitely benefit from this immigration executive action.
Roughly how many people are we talking about here?
That's difficult to come up with a number. I know that maybe about 10 years ago, we tried to work with Zimbabweans here in the United States through the State Department to get them some kind of immigration relief. At that time, the estimates were around 45,000. I know in between there have been changes, like some Zimbabweans have crossed over into Canada and then some came in again. So it's kind of difficult to say a number at this time.
For those that are likely to benefit, what can you tell them?
Come out of the shadows, go and register with the government as soon as they unveil the process of registration.
That was Dumapi Mema of the Association of Zimbabweans Living Abroad, speaking with Studio 7 from Dallas, Texas.
His sentiments were echoed by Dr. Isaac Mwase, a member of the African Immigrants Caucus, who added that most Africans are happy with President Obama's immigration plan.
We support the president's action and we're delighted that he took a step that he was forced to take because Congress has failed to act. And the African Immigrant Caucus is delighted that the president has taken this step, which was overdue.
Do you see Zimbabweans benefiting from this development?
Certainly, Zimbabwean, those who have come to America from Zimbabwe are going to benefit just as others from other countries. The majority of people from Zimbabwe who are in the United States usually come as students. They may overstay their visas. And those that are out of status can take advantage of this executive decision by President Obama to get their papers in order. But our hope is that Congress will work with the president in enacting comprehensive immigration legislation so that those that are in the shadows can become part of American life. This is a nation of immigrants, and it's good that leaders are doing what's necessary to help everyone participate in the American dream.
That was Dr. Isaac Mwase, a member of the African Immigrants Caucus, speaking with Studio 7 from Baltimore, Maryland, USA.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kHz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency.
Coming up,
an African health expert says every African country should be prepared for a possible Ebola outbreak.
But first, Chris, we take a look at regional and international news.
Burkina Faso's former president Blaise Compaoré has gone to Morocco from Ivory Coast, where he initially sought refuge after being ousted 3 weeks ago.
The Nigerian House of Representatives has rejected President Goodluck Jonathan's request to extend the state of emergency in three northeastern states where the army has been battling the militant Islamist group Boko Haram. The country's main opposition party said yesterday the special powers were a complete failure at curbing the Islamist violence in the region.
And the World Health Organization has declared an end to the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The outbreak, unrelated to the one affecting West Africa, was centered in Congo's northwestern Equatorial province and killed at least 49 people.
Music. more than 5,000 people have died from Ebola, most of them from the West African countries of Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. Two have died in the United States. Ebola, first identified in 1976 in the Democratic Republic of Congo, then known as Zaire, has reappeared several times over the years, but the recent outbreak that started in March this year has been described as the worst to date. The viral disease, said to spread through fluids of an infected person, has disrupted traditional practices of burial and greeting as people try to heed calls of prevention. Many economies have also suffered as countries impose restrictions on flights and people from affected countries. Among those who first identified the disease is Dr. Malonga Myatudila of the DRC, a public health specialist who participated in a recent town hall on Ebola hosted by the Voice of America. Myatudila tells Studio 7 Sendimiake Mwakalele the recent outbreak is a result of complacency and denial, and that no country can afford to ignore it.
It didn't change the way it attacks. As I said, the way we respond is what is different this time.
Mm-hmm.
Two mistakes: delay and inappropriate response.
What do you think is the reason it came back with the intensity that it did?
You have to see Ebola as a terrorist who is waging a guerrilla type of war. So it will come, and then you're ready, you contain it, it goes, and it's come back again to hit you, and then it disappears. It does that all the time. So this time it came, and then we didn't pay attention.
It originated in DRC.
Mm-hmm. It hit Central Africa many times. So first time it was DRC, and then the following month, Sudan. And then a few months later, Uganda. And then Gabon. And then DRC again. And then Congo-Brazzaville. And then, so it does that all the time. So we know how this virus behaves. And then we have developed the appropriate response. We know that to fight Ebola, you have to be quick. At this time, we didn't do that.
Knowing how dangerous this disease is, why was the reaction so slow?
I think we passed through a period of denial. Because, again, we said, this is West Africa. So the mood was, no, it cannot be that. Because Ebola has never struck us. It appears in Central Africa. We are West Africa. We are not Central Africa. So that was the denial. Even when the test came back, this is Ebola. I said, no. You must be wrong. So because of that denial, we wasted time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was going from East Guinea and then enters Liberia and Sierra Leone.
From what I'm understanding, there are several efforts to create either a vaccine or some kind of cure. And you said maybe by 2016
because we have been asking the big companies to help us with vaccine, but there was no commercial incentive to do that. Because as I said, up to now, most of the time the crisis will last less than 3 months, and then there are going to be something like 500 people who are going to die. So there is no incentive to invest in research. But now that Ebola has become a global disease, now you can understand why big companies are going to be interested in investing. It's not a technical problem, it's a financial problem.
Mm-hmm. Now, a country like Zimbabwe, which has not had a case of Ebola, maybe countries in Southern Africa in general, East Africa, they're looking on and they're wondering, when is it coming? Is it coming? What do you know about the way it moves?
Yeah, compare Zimbabwe and the United States and Dallas. Let's not forget that our planet is a very, very small planet. We are talking about becoming a global village. So we have to put that in our mind. These frontiers, like between Zimbabwe and Zambia, these frontiers are artificial. So every nation in this world should be ready to see Ebola popping in Germany, Sweden, and Japan. That's possible now. Now we should become aware that Ebola is not a disease of the orders. You remember when AIDS started, the general mood was, AIDS is a problem of those people, homosexual. That means I'm immune to AIDS. The history showed us that AIDS attacks everybody.
Dr. Malonga Myatudila is a former World Bank public health specialist from the Democratic Republic of Congo. He spoke with Studio 7's Ndimiake Makalele from Washington following a town hall on Ebola hosted by the Voice of America.
In that respect, Zimbabwe is also vulnerable to an Ebola outbreak, according to Dr. Malonga Myatudila. Addressing an Ebola meeting in Bulawayo yesterday, epidemiology director in the health ministry, Dr. Portia Manangazire, said Harare is concerned by the number of people using illegal crossing points to enter the country. She said because border jumpers are not screened like other travelers, they could bring the virus into the country. Addressing the same meeting, Deputy Health Minister Paul Chimeza said Harare is also worried by asylum seekers from countries like the Democratic Republic of Congo who could have left the country and came back using illegal crossing points. Meanwhile, some Zimbabwean health professionals have snubbed huge allowances being offered by the World Health Organization so they could go and help in Ebola-affected countries. Dr. Trevor Moyo tells Studio 7 that some medical personnel fear for their lives.
Yeah, well, the ministry or government per se has been enticing people with good sums of money to participate in this UN mission visa against the Ebola. But the uptake is very limited based on fears of dying. The ministry is scouting around for people, but people are not taking up the challenge or the request.
So when you say people, are these only doctors or also nurses?
Doctors and nurses, specialists in health, especially in the health sector.
How much are they offering them?
It's quite a good sum, close to 1,000 in a day. So the money is quite attractive to a Zimbabwean, but you have to pay for your life, you know.
That was Dr. Trevor Moyo, a Zimbabwean medical doctor, speaking with Studio 7 from Bulawayo.
The curtain comes down, Chris, this weekend on what has been an exciting 2014 Kasolaga Premier Soccer League program. Michael Kariati tells us who he thinks will win the league title.
For the third year running, the champions of Zimbabwean football will be crowned on the last day of play as the two leading teams, ZPC Kariba and Dynamos, are separated by only 2 points, with only one game remaining. The winner will only be known at around 16:45 p.m. on Sunday, as the title race goes to the wire. But events on the ground suggest that ZPC Kariba win the championship. Their fans are ecstatic about the status quo. Miriam Mashayamombe shares with us the mood in the ZPC camp. The team that was promoted into the premiership this season only needed a draw against Capes United in their game at Gwanzura Stadium. But coach Saul Chaminuka says they are going all out for victory to prove that they are the real champions of Zimbabwean football. In fact, Chaminuka, whose team beat their closest rivals Dynamos home and away, believed they should have wrapped up the title long back had they used all the opportunities that came their way.
I tell you, I keep talking about that. I think we could have won maybe 2-3 other games here.
But Chaminuka has to be warned that the title is won when the final whistle has been blown, as Dynamos can still win the title should they win against Saumine and ZPC Starter in their game against the Green Machine. Dynamos coach Calisto Pasua is not promising much, but says they are taking the game against Saumine as any of the matches they've played this season.
Yeah, like I've been preaching every day, we take every game as it comes.
While the league championship race looked like all but sealed, the fight for survival is at its most intense, with 6 teams, Triangle and Chapungo on 37 points, Buffaloes on 36 points, Harare City and Shabani Mine on 35 points, as well as Black Rhinos on 34 points, all facing the chop. The most interesting fixture is the Midlands showdown, in which Triangle and Shabani face each other, with the team that loses likely to go down the drain. But Shabani Mine supporters believe their team is in the premiership to stay. Chapungu travel to Hatfield Grounds for a date with troubled Highlanders
and a loss for the Air Force of Zimbabwe side will leave them in serious danger of being relegated. On that premise, Chapungu could also be joined by another Defence Forces team, Black Rhinos, who face already relegated but stubborn Band Rovers at Rimuka Stadium. It would be cruel for the Kadoma football followers not to have Premiership action 2015, but the truth is that Rhinos have not been playing well to the extent that even the 3 points against Band Rovers can still not save them. Mostunga's Buffaloes look safe with a home game against Wange, while Harare City, on the strength of their performance in the Chibuku Super Cup final, can survive with a win over Chicken Inn.
Thank you, Michael. It looks like it's going to be a very exciting weekend, Chris. Unfortunately, time is not on our side. That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Sandra Nyaira in Washington.
And I'm Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Siyabonga Sandra Locris lichona njani emakhaya yikudibana emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 21 ngolwezi 2014 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Wala mugela emweni ngenjabulo nguntungameli Nkomo.
Lo sithandekile Mhlanga.
Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Mina kade ngiyekho but ngokuzwa kwami kuthiwa abantu babe lokhuza babe siwa. Abanye be lokhuza be gacha phezuka kwefurawo. Ifurawo yawa.
Kufa abantu abalichumi lanye ngemva kokunyathelana ekuminyazeleneni okube khona izolo ngemva komthandazo wenkonzo kaMnumzana Walter Magaya eProphetic Healing and Deliverance Ministries eKwekwe.
Elolo kuthumba izindawo abantu behlala betshengisela ukukhonona ngendlela ilizwe elibuswa ngayo luza kuya kobulawayo evikini elilandelayo.
Ukutshengisela kwentatheli zindaba u-Itai Dzamara okuqale eHarare e-Africa Unity Square akusungule ngomfumfu ekhuthaza umongameli Mugabe ukuthi achiye umsebenzi sokuzasabalala ngelizwe lonke ngeviki ezayo kuqala kobulawayo.
Izizalwane seZimbabwe ezisemelika zamukele ngenjabulo enkulu umbiko oyethulwe ngumongameli Barack Obama izolo ntambama othi abantu bemazweni asebele minyaka emihlanu behlala elizweni sokuzamela babhaliswe baziwe ukuthi bakhona lapha elizweni.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Idolobho leKwekwebe lisosizini olukhulu lamhla kulandela ukufa kwabantu abalichumi lanye izolo ntambama ngemva kokunyathelana ekuminyaneni okube khona ngemva komthandazo wenkonzo kaMnumzana Walter Magaya eProphetic Healing and Deliverance Ministries. Umthandazo lo ungenwe izinkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu enkundleni yembizo njalo ukunyathelana lokho kuqhamuke umthandazo osuphelile lo Magaya esesukile. Ekhuluma lentatheli eKwekwe namhla, uMagaya uthe uzaphathisa imuli inye ngayinye ebhujelweyo ngemali engange $1,000 ezancedisa ekungcwabeni abafi. Abanye bathi amapolisa yiwo abangele ukunyathelana lokho ngokuqala ukutshaya abantu, kodwa abanye bathi kabangeke basole amapolisa. Isiphathamandla samapolisa u-Assistant Inspector Mahoko walile ukukhuluma ngalolu daba. Omunye wabafileyo nguntombazana oleminyaka elithumi lasithupha uRachel Zwineyi. imuli yakhe ithi okudanisa kakhulu ukuthi unina laye ulaliswe esibhedlela ngemva kokubhujelwa ngomunye umntwana ngesikhathi ebeletha kumalanga edluleyo. Sixhume isakhamuzi seKwekwe uThulani Spanda othi liphakathi kokukhala okukhulu leli dolobho.
Mina kunzisa ubuhlungu ukuthi izihlobo zethu zaswelakala izolo. Lapha akuyangihlupha, ngizibuhlungu phakathi kwami ukuthi anzisisi. Ngakuyenza ukuthi umuntu lo ukuthi ebuye lapha asakuvumi, ngakuvunyelwa.
Ukuthiwa kwahamba njani kahle kahle ngoba sizwa abanye besithi isonto umkhuleko wawusuphelile konke lokho kusele kusenzakala umagaya zihambile.
Mina kade ngekho but ngokuzwa kwami kuthiwa abantu babe lokhuza babe siwa abanye belokhuza bekaja phezu kwejurawo ijurawo yawa.
Usuke wahlangana yini labanye abafelweyo kumbe abanye ekade bekulumbuthano izolo?
Abanye bangikhona nje bekhuluma ngivele emsebenzini. Omunye wangikhona kulo mntwana oswelakeleyo uhlala emaveni nje bekhuluma kuphela but angizange ngilalele indaba yangikhona. Besithi kulo mntwana oswelakeleyo, abanye besithi hhayi omunye wangikhona bakwazi ukuthi isihloba sakhe esilokuzileyo esifileyo.
Wena nxa okhuluma lezinye izakhamizi zeKwekwe zithini ngalolu daba?
Indaba le abanye bathi bona ibazisa ubuhlungu, bayakhala lapho bathe kufe abantwana bayi-4.
Umnumzana Thulani Spanda isakhamuzi seKwekwe sixoxela ekhona le eKwekwe.
Ngcwethi kwezombusazwe zithi kumele ibandla leZANU-PF litshengiswe ukuthi lesaba umnyama ongelampisi andubana linike amabandla okuzibusa ezabelweni uhlelo lwe-devolution ngoba lisesabela ukuthi kwenza lokhu kuzabhidliza ilizwe. UNothando Spanda usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Inhlanganiso yokucubungula iPublic Policy Research Institute of Zimbabwe iphathe umhlangano lengcwethi kwezombusazwe kanye lamagqwetha lamhla kobulawayo kuhlaziywa imbangela yokunganikwa kwezabelo amandla okubusa lanxa lokhu kukusisekelo sombuso. Isisekelo sombuso sanquma ukuthi iPhalamende izabeka umthetho oyiwo ozasetshenziswa ukusa amandla ezabelweni, kodwa lokhu akukayenzakali. UDr. Samukele Hadebe, umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-PRIS, uthi kulokwesaba kubandla leZANU-PF ukuthi uhulumende angaphungula amandla akhe kulakho ukuthi izabelo zixhwale zihlamuke ilizwe ligcine liqunywaqunyiwe. Uthi lokhu akumangalisi ngoba vele izwekazi le-Afrika lapho ngubanjwaniswa ngamakhiwa, kwezinye izikhathi kubanjwaniswa abantu ababevele bengadlelani. Wengeze esithi okudingekayo kathesi yikuthembana phakathi kukahulumende labantu bakhe.
Amazwe e-Afrika jikelele avele akabi lokuzinza, so ukwesabela lokho kwakukhona. Kodwa-ke i-devolution njengendlela eyabifakwe ngayo ngokusemthethweni yona yiyo ekhuthaza ukubambana kwani kwesizwe, ngoba akula hlangothi lwesizwe oluzazibona ludlelezelwa kwezenotho lezokuphathelwa kwabantu. Ngakho yona sibona ngathi yiyo engaba yimpendulo yokwesabela kwalabo ababesithi singaguqula indlela esiphatha ngayo ilizwe selingahle liyibhidlile phakathi.
Igqwetha ingcitshi kwezamalungelo oluntu umnumzana Tineyi Mukhwebo uthi lanxa isisekelo sombuso sikhuluma ngokwabiwa kwamandla ezabelo, siya siziphikisa ukuzenza kube nzima ukubeka umthetho ozalungisa lolu daba. Uthi kwezinye izigaba isisekelo sombuso sithi amandla azanikwa izabelo, kodwa kwesinye sithi ilizwe leZimbabwe lizabuswa amandla ivela esigodlweni. Wengeze esithi akucaci ukuthi imali yomthelo iyabe ithathwa nguhulumende kumbe izabelo, kuthi njalo abantu bayabe beqhatshwa nguhulumende okuthiya izabelo zingelamandla. Uqhubeke esithi kuzadinga ukuthi isisekelo sombuso esitsha siguqulwe anduba izabelo zithole amandla okuzibusa.
Civil service ku constitution sithi sile yodwa unitary. So when we say we are going to devolve power, it's going to be difficult ukuzaba nzima ukuthi si devolve ipower njoba kusebesile a single civil service. So la abanye uhulumende laba abe metropolitan bazasebenza njani bengela leyo civil service, kuthi ukuthi bazasebenzisa i-civil service ye-central government ukuthi ukudivela kusela devolution eyabe ikhona.
UDr. Hadebe uthi bakhuthaza uZulu ukuthi aqhubeke ekhulumisana labameli bakhe ukuze kudingwe indlela zokulungisa lolu daba. Uthi uhulumende seqalile ukulungisa imithetho ekhangelelwe ukuphathisa, kungakho ulethemba ukuthi idale lephalimende alikhohlwanga ngalolu daba.
Asikhangela abantu bathi mhlawumbe into le isiphuzile, ngenxa yokuthi isiphuzile bathi mhlawumbe ukhona owenqabelayo. Kodwa mina ngokubona kwami ngithi hatshi, kungafaka leyo imithetho yeparlamente esithi ngama acts of parliament eyiyo eza kwenza ukuthi kusebenze. Sesingaqalela lapho, sikhuluma nje sekulalokho esithi ngama-draft bills, okuthi umthetho osakhandwa ohlose ukufeza lezo zinto ezikusahluko 14 zesisekelo sombuso.
Umhlangano lo uphathwe ngaphansi kohlelo lwe-Provincial Council Support Project olujonge ukuphathisa uZulu labameli bephalamende bezigabeni zeMandebeleni lakobulawayo ukugcwalisa izimiso ezabekwayo ngodaba lokusa amandla ezabelweni. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingunothando Sibanda.
Ukuchengisela kwentatheli zindaba eHarare uIta Izamara ephakelo dumo eAfrica Unity Square yakusungule ngenyanga kaMfumfu ekhuthaza uMongameli Mgabe ukuthi achiye umsebenzi sokuza sabalala ngelizwe lonke. Ngeviki ezayo uZamara uthi ukuchengisela lokhu uza kuqondisa edolobheni lakobulawayo. Kubika uMark Peter Ntambe.
UZamara uthi lokhu kuchengisela ngokuthula kujonge ukukhuthaza uMongameli Robert Mugabe ukuba achiye umsebenzi kuqhubekela phambili injongo yakho ize ifinyelelwe. Umnumzana Trevor Murai laye ophatheka kulolu hlelo lokutshengisela uthi solusungulwa njalo kobulawayo ngamaqembu akhona ngale, noma nje uyitayi lamaqembu akhe alaphe Harare beza qhubekela phambili belokhwe bese-Africa Unity Square etshengisela eHarare.
Hlelo lokuthumba izindawo abantu behlala betshengisela ukukhonona ngendlela ilizwe elibuswa ngayo luza kuya kobulawayo evikini elilandelayo. Lolu hlelo aluthiyananga lohlelo akade lusenzakala e-Africa Unity Square, indawo lapho okuzabe kuhlalwa khona izaziswa emalangeni alandelayo. Injongo kazishiyananga lenjongo akade zikulo umbuthano olapha e-Africa Unity Square.
Elinye ilunga lalolu hlelo umnumzana James Katso uthi lolu hlelo luqakathekile okwamagama njalo ubona lulakho ukufeza injongo yalo.
Into yokuqala khonokho kwenza into le ibisisuka eHarare isiya kobulawayo ukuthi ukuthi iyaveza lokhu ekuhlosileyo, kutsho ukuthi iyaphumelela. So into ungananzelela kobulawayo asiphombi ukuthi sesihamba, kodwa abantu bakobulawayo yibo abathi sesidiniwe. Thina ama-industries yiwavalwayo, thina sabulawa 1980 over 20,000 abantu bethu babulawa. So abantu bakobulawayo bathi labo sebediniwe.
UZamara uthi lolu hlelo soluthola usekelo lwabantu abaningi kakhulu ogoqela ukuhlala e-Africa Unity Square okuzenziwa zikhathi zonke izifiso zabo zize zigcwalisiswe, kunye lokuthola usekelo lwezakhamizi zeHarare ngokutshaya amahuta ezimota zabo ngezikhathi ezithile. Umnumzana Murai uthi kuqakathekile ukuba uZulu ezwisise ukuba uhlelo lwabo lokutshengisela luhlelo oluzaqhutshwa ngokuthula.
Injongo yalombuthano ozayenzakala endaweni ezaziswa emalangeni kayiguqukanga sikhangilele ukuthi kwenziwe konke okwenziwayo ngokuthula. Asikhangilanga ubudlwangudlwangu, njalo kasibufisi ubudlwangudlwangu. Indlela yakhona kufanele ibe lokuthula, njalo ilandele umthetho waseZimbabwe.
uZamara oyintatheli izindaba usungule uhlelo lokutshengisela ngenyanga kamfufu esola umumo wezinto elizweni ekhuthaza umongameli Mugabe ukuba elungisile lumumo kumbe echiye umsebenzi. Amapholisa alwisana labasekeli bakhe achaya abantu okugoqela lentatheli izindaba lamagqwetha kulindawo eAfrica Unity Square ephambi kwedalela lePhalamende yeZimbabwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare nginguMark Peter Ntambe.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, la ku shortwave 4930 12080, la ku 15775 kHz. Lela konjalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Lanxa umkhuhlane we-Ebola ukhanya ungasasabalali emazweni angentshonalanga izwekazi le-Afrika lapho owaqhamuka khona, eleZimbabwe lithi lisabela ukuthi abantu abangena elizweni ngokungekho emthethweni balakho ukuletha. Lokhu kukhulunywe nguDokotela Portia Manangazira, umqondisi wohlangothi lwezemikhuhlane ethelelwayo nayo kugatsha lwezempilakahle emhlanganweni wokuhlaziya lomkhuhlane wenzelwe kobulawayo izolo. UManangazira uthe ilizwe lilendawo ezingamachumi amabili awokungena elizweni, kodwa okwesatshwayo yikuthi kulabanye abangenza okuthiwa yidouble up ukungena elizweni ngokungekho emthethweni bengahlolwanga endaweni lezi. Ekhuluma embuthanweni munye umsekeli kamphathi intambo yezempilakahle uDokotela Paul Chimetsa uthe bakhona njalo abanye abathola ubuphepheli elizweni kodwa abasuka baphinde bangene ngudlu labo abesatshelwa ukuthi bangangena lo mkhuhlane lo osabalala kalula ngokuxhawulana kumbe khona ukuthinta umuntu nje kuphela. Kunjalo nje odokotela labongi babikwa bengafuni ukwamukela imali eningi okwamagama abayithenjiswayo ngumanyano we-World Health Organization WHO nxa bengayaphathisa emazweni ahlaselwe yumkhuhlane abalisa elegini, Sierra Leone, le-Liberia. Udokotela Trevor Moyo utshele uChris Gandhi we-Studio 7 ukuthi odokotela besabela impilo zabo ukuya emazweni ale Ebola.
Ye, isithembiso sikhona, le offer yangona i-right kakhulu, but abantu bayesaba ukufa. Amadokotela namanesi babiziwe in the last 4 or 5 months, but the uptake ibeingahambi, azange ayiphumelele because abantu bayesaba. Emaphepheni babhale ukuthi kuhambe abantu bayi-30, but abantu bahambileyo bayi-6 kuphela abahambiswe ngehulumende.
Ubonabo abahambileyo ngodokotela na kumbe ngamanesi?
Odokotela abayi-4 ngamanesi.
Yeah, ungasitshela nje ngamafitshane ukuthi kuyini okuthenjisiweyo unxa ungahamba khona?
Kuthenjiswe izinto ezi-right kakhulu. Imali yangona i-right. Ngibona ngani imali ethenjiswa abantu lapha ingaba yimiholo yamatisha ayi-3 iyabe iholwa ngumuntu per day against abotisha abayi-3 bahola month-end. Yona yoyithola per day. So imali yangona i-right kakhulu.
Sike sizwa ukubana emhlanganweni obukhona kuyona le iviki kukhulunywa ngodaba lwe-Ebola kuwaziswe ukubana lokho kulekwesabela ukuthi kungaba labangena eZimbabwe okungekho emthethweni abangabuya le Ebola. Kunjani nxa ukhangele khona?
Mina ngibona ngani i-fear of the unknown khonoko because abantu bangena lapha wonke ama-airline, ama-entry points wonke bayakhangelisisa sibili ama-passport ukuthi umuntu uyabevela ngapha. So lokho angiboni ukusaba, ukwesaba nje kwelizwe, but hayi mina angiboni kunjalo.
UDokotela Manangazire uthe yena besabela abantu abangena okungekho emthethweni okufana lokuyeqa umngcele
lokuyeqa amabhoda.
Yeah.
Lokwana ungeke ungeke kuyale owakhoya bakhona because bakhona especially ama Ethiopians nabe DRC abayabengela amaphepha definitely balama entry points, but ama entry points angikhona ngibona ngane entry point ezingesiphinge ngengadlule isiphinge 2 months ago. I-entry point yangikhona khanye ngani isiliwe ngamasoja.
Lo nguDokotela Trevor Moyo obekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 ekobulawayo.
izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezikhona pha eMelika sizamukele ngenjabulo enkulu umbiko ethulwe ngumongameli Barack Obama izolo ntambama othi abantu abavela kwamanye amazwe asebe leminyaka emihlanu kumbe engaphezulu behlala kuleli lizwe sokuzamele babhalise ukuze bathole amaphepha okuhlala okwesikhatshana bengabotshwa baphindiselwe emazweni abo. Izizalwane lezi esikhulume lazo lamhla zitshele iStudio 7 ukuthi baningi abantu beZimbabwe abahlala elizweni lelo okungekho emthethweni abakhangelelwe ukudinga amaphepha afunwa nguhulumende. Umongameli Obama uthi abantu abalabantwana abazalelwa kuleli lizwe abangephuli imithetho sebenikwa isikhathi esithile sokuhlala bengahlukuluzwa belungisisa ingwalo zabo ukuze bathole imvumo yokuhlala okusemthethweni. Uthe akumelanga besabe ukuthi bazaxotshwa kuleli lizwe ngoba isinqumo sakhe lesi asethuleleyo sivunyelwa ngomthetho osekela amandla kamongameli weMelika.
Nxa usuwahlala eMelika okweminyaka emihlanu, nxa njalo ulabantwana abayizizalwane zeMelika, nxa futhi ungahamba uyebhalisa, ungumuntu ongephuli imithetho yelizwe, njalo ufuna ukubhadala imithelo yetax, ulakho ukuthi uhambe uyedinga amaphepha afunakalayo ukwenzela ukuthi uhlale kwesikhatshana elizweni leMelika. Ulakho ukuthi uphumele egcekeni ubekwazi ukuthi kawusoze uxotshwe-ke elizweni. Kumele wenze okufunakalayo emthethweni khona manje.
Lawo ubuyiwe ke umbiko ka-Obama wena okhangelelwe ukuthi uza kwenqabela ukuxotshwa kwabantu abangaba izigidi phose ezinhlanu i-4.7 million abahlala eMelika leli kungelamvumo njalo bengabhaliswanga. Abasekela ibandla eliphikisayo kwamanje elama-Republicans basole kakhulu umthetho lo ofakwe ngu-Obama besithi usezenza inkosi ebusa santando. Akwaziwa ukuthi abasekela ibandlaleli abehluleka ukusekela umthetho wethulwa lidale lesenethe ekuqaliseni komnyaka okhangelane leziphepheli bazakwenzani ngalokho sokwethulwe ngu-Obama. Bakhona asebesethusela ukuthi bazavala uhulumende kumbe umthambo wemali wokusekela uhlelo lwakhe lolu. Kodwa-ke abantu abaningi abagoqela abavela kwele Zimbabwe abahlala eMelika bathe bathabile ngalokho sokwenziwe ngu-Obama. Umnumzana Dumaphi Mema owenhlanganiso ye-Association of Zimbabweans Living Abroad utshela uGibbs Dube Studio 7 ukuthi asizweni ukuthi uthini ngalokho.
Okwenziwe ngumnumzana u-Obama into esiyithakazelayo esiyamukelayo njengamaZimbabweans ahlezi lapha e-America. Abaningi bethu sihlezi singelamaphepha sisilovalo nsuku zonke kubana sizabiselwa emuva lapho sivela khona. Kodwa ngomthetho awufakileyo uvele ofisini yakhe kuzanceda amaZimbabweans amaningi. Abaningi bethu sihlezi iminyaka eminingi silokhu simelele ukuthi ngelinye ilanga uhulumende we-America uzakhuluma ukubana sesinceda abantu abavela kwamanye amazwe ukuthi bahlale lapha ngelungelo elisemthethweni.
Ye, lapha-ke baba Mema sikhuluma ngabantu abaningi onganani nxa ukhuluma njengezizalwane zeZimbabwe?
Ukuthi sikhulume inamba kuyahlupha ngoba akula muntu noma ngithi i-organization ekade lokhu ibala abantu. So kungani kunzima kodwa I think kuma-thousands athize but unfortunately asila muntu okade bala amanamba amaZimbabweans.
Siyakhumbula ukuthi kulesinye isikhathi elake la kuzama ukuthi lidinge ku-State Department ukuthi lingancedanceda abantu abavele eZimbabwe. Babe bangaki ngaleso sikhathi njalo kwakunini?
Kwakungu-2002-2003 ngaleso sikhathi sikhuluma le-State Department babekhangelela ukuthi amaZimbabweans ase-America adinga i-immigration papers ayifika kuma-45,000. Leyo namba ingabe siyehlile ngoba amanye amaZimbabweans asuka aya eCanada ngoba iCanada asuka yalabo yaba le program yokuncedisa amaZimbabweans ukuthi buyani nizohlala ngapha. Then of course kulabanye amaZimbabweans asuka futhi angena evele eZimbabwe. So kunzima ukubana siphume le namba ecacileyo kathesi.
Kodwa-ke ungathini ngakhonokho isinqumo lesi esithethwe ngumongameli u-Obama?
Mina ngingakhuthaza kakhulu amaZimbabweans ukubana uhulumende ngakhuluma ukubana uhlelo lolu luzahanyiswa kanjani. Asisukeni ezindlini siphume lapho esicatshe khona siyobhalisa kuhulumende we-America ukubana sikhona lathi sifuna ukuphuma egcekeni sisebenze njengabanye silelungelo sibhadole imiholo efaneleyo imisebenzi yangikhona.
Lo mnumzana Duma Phimema okunhlanganiso ye-Association of Zimbabweans Living Abroad obekhuluma le Studio 7 ese-Dallas e-Texas khonapha eMelika.
Ithi Woza Woza Friday my darling. Woza Friday umsebenzi ubhokile. Woza Woza Friday my sweetie.
So besikhathi sokukhulula amabhathi kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje silensizwa esakhulayo ehlabela umculo kaMasikandi umgcini masuku leqembo lakhe lesika bayichiye. UBenedict Nhlapo uxoxela linsizwa eGoli ngedlalatelayo lakuqala njalo elija elithi Die Mama.
Umgcini masuku uthwetshulwe yingwe kwesigola emzinwane ngo-1990. Wayebizwa asabele emakwayeni esikolo kanye lasebandleni lakhe le-12 Apostles. Ngo-2007 walubhekisa eGoli njengabaningi lapho kwathi ngemva kweminyaka emihlanu waqala uhambo lwakhe lwezomculo kaMasikandi. Amajongo amahle butheleze indlovu sibisi langa lakhe ngabanye balabo asebenza labo engakabumbi elakhe iqembu. Lonyaka ke umgcini ubumbe elakhe iqembu lesika bayishiye wahle wedula idlakade lakhe lakuqala elithi Die Mama. Lapha ke uthi wethula umbiko osemqoka kunina.
Ukuthi ngithi Die Mama ukuthi bengimbhalela incwadi ngezinye indlela ukuthi mama Die ngikubhalela lencwadi ngicela nomakoti ozokuphekela ozokwashela.
Ingoma ezimunyetwe ledlalade zilichumi lambili. Zona ke zigoqela uba nomona, imali yami, umkhwe wami, uxolo, inhlonipho lezinye. Kule yona ethi imali yami uthi uyalila ngoba edliwa aze aphendulele isikhwama ngenye intombazana.
Kule ngoma ethi imali yami suke ngkhala ngentombi abathu zinhle. Engithi mangiyibona ubuhle bayo, eyivele ngidideke umqondo. Ngiphe yonke imali yami. Ngabe ngisakwazi nokuthi nami ngiqoke ngibukeke njengabanye.
Zona ke iziginci zikamgcini zithi nxa seziqunjwa-qunjwa kube sengathi ngumuntu oxolise ngasathuli ngemva kokubanjwa eganga. Uthi ke zakhe ingoma uyazinyenyezelwa.
Mina kushuthi mangihleli ngiye ngizwe nje sengathi kunesiginci njengomuntu othanda umculo kakhulu. Ngingizwe sengathi kunesiginci esidlalayo emqondweni wami nomuntu ocula engeke ngichaze ukuthi usuke kuphi. Ngimuzwe ecula nje ingoma yakho nami bese ngilingisa ke ngizwa kungikhalela lakhe enhlizweni.
Kanti ke uthi ingoma zakhe zilungele wonke umuntu kokuqhela laba kholwayo.
Into abazoyithola inhlonipho nokuthi baziphathe kahle. Nabasonta kunethemba nabo bazojabula ngoba ikhona le ethi emazulwini ithi ngizohlabela ingoma kaMose neWundlu umama sango amahle evulwa ekhaya labangcwele.
Uthi ke ukuqhweba intambo zeziginci ngendlela enza ngayo kudingeka ukuthi kube lokuzwisisana okukhulu phakathi kwalo ogadle isiginci lesiginci sakhe. Insizwa ithi isifiso sayo esemqoka yikubona indawo yakosigola isiba labaculi abakhula baziwe umhlaba wonke.
Ikusasa lami ngifisa nje ukuthi njengomuntu ozalolele esigodini kosigola bengifisa ukuthi ngiphakamise izinga labaculi, ngifisa ukuthi ngiqhubekele phambili ngomculo.
Yena ke kukhulu akuthembisa labo abazaqhubeka bemsekela emculweni.
Balaleli nabathandi bomculo mhlawumbe wesintu bengithi babekezele kusekukhulu mhlambe engizobenzela khona ngoba bengibheke lithi makuvuleka unyaka ngikwazi ukuthi ngikhiphe elinye iCD elisha lapho engizoba ngilungisa khona amaphutha njengoba bekade ngiqala libuye bene neDVD.
Njengomuntu oseleminyaka eseGoli kule esithathu aphuma ngayo enkundleni uthi kulabo asebezame konke okwenziwa ngabanye eGoli kodwa kusehlula ungesabi ukuvuma ukuthi sekwehlule uthathe ibhatshi lakho lemtshaqane yakho ubhekise amabombo emuva. Ngimele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapo.
Mama nyabuye kaya ngobi kole nimpidi yazi kole nimpidi mama nyabuye kaya ngobi kole yazi kole
Siyabonga Benedictine Hlapho ngohlelo Woza Friday ehamba lomcini masuku leqembu lakhe le sika bayichiye lingakhohlwa uhlelo lwe Live Talk leyalandela lapho esikhangela khona ukufa kwabantu abalishumi lanye ekade besembuthanweni wokukhonza egwegwe komagaya izolo.
Hayi ke silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga.
Lo ntungameli Nkomo libe lobusuku obuhle lempela viki elijukela lilanga.